universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This morning, as I record this podcast, the government shutdown is over. Yay! Finally. After, what was it, 35 days of shutdown, they finally have agreed to at least limp along for 3 more weeks to give time for negotiations. But until then, all things are back in place, back in order, back up and running. Now, I don't want to get into the reason there was this shutdown and the standstill. Rather, there's another interesting twist to it all that I'd like to get to, and it's kind of the ripple effect of it all. Because people weren't being paid by the federal government their salaries, it caused them hardship. And you've heard about these stories of how people having house payments couldn't pay their house payment. And if a bank really wanted to be sticky about it, they could say, pay up. We're not giving you any time of allowance or leeway. You pay up right now. There's no part of the contract that says if the government isn't running and you don't get paid, then, no. Same with renters. There's other ripple effects that happened as well. And maybe you've heard of some of these. It's with the other departments, Department of Food and Drug and ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms. They approve many things that go on in our country, especially when it comes to new products and the labels approved for them. Well, because government's not running, none of these things are being dealt with either. So just in the economy, even if you don't get government money, lots of things are at a standstill. Well, and then there's the essential things. You've heard about the airports and how the security is actually working without pay, but lately, in the last week of this shutdown, how they were starting to call in with, and so people were being backed up and flights weren't flying well because they needed that security to let people in. There are so many ripple effects going on. And then the other one, not many have mentioned about yet as of yet, is with the new budget being approved, because they're negotiating of what they can put in, what cannot put in, odds are the budget will be higher. Government will be paying more than they did before. That means the debt gets bigger. And how do we pay for the debt? Well, the hope on one side is that the economy will go good, and so taxes will flow in, and that'll pay for it. But on the other side, they say, well, we need to raise taxes so we get more money. And either way, our debt will go up. And so our government will owe more and more money. And that's us. And that will have impacts as well. As I heard all of that, and I was just sitting and rocking in my wonderful chair in the corner as I drink my coffee and sitting in the sunshine in the morning, it occurred to me, spiritually, you know, in some ways it's the same, and in some ways it's different. I mean, when people have debt right now, and they aren't being paid by the government, if the creditors come and say, pay up, they have no choice. The same is true with us in relationship to God. He says, pay up. Well, I'm trying to do good, but I don't have enough good to do it yet. Well, pay up. And in a sense, that's what will happen the day we die. We have to pay up. If that's how we're trying to get to heaven, is by our good deeds. But then we have that great deficit. Because we may have some good deeds, but all of the bad deeds. And there's so many that go on in our hearts and in our minds, as well as in the third words and actions, that our deficit's greater than any positive that we may have on the other side. Which jumped me to the thought of the parable Jesus told about this man who had a great debt, and he was brought before the king, and he said, give me time and I'll pay it. And, well, the debt was so impossibly big, there's never any chance you could pay it. So it says the king had mercy and forgave it all. By the way, rest of that parable goes on by saying that man went out and shook someone who only owed him, like $100, and said, "You pay me until you, I want it now, or I'll throw you in prison." He threw him into prison until he'd pay him. And the king was very angry. "I had mercy on you, but you didn't have mercy on your fellow servant." That came to mind. God's had mercy on us. Mercy. We couldn't pay the debt. There's no way. But then the verse that really comes to mind, that really relates this to the government shutdown and all of the debt that my mind went to, was in John chapter 19, verse 30. Jesus is hanging on the cross. It says, "When he had taken the drink, Jesus said, 'It is finished.' And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." I remember when I was in Greek class in college, when I was translating in the Gospel of John, oh my goodness, did my Greek professor get all excited and up and down. And he was a very placid guy, just kind of calm. But when we got to this verse, he got absolutely excited. He said, "Look at this word. It's tetelestai." It's an interesting word because multiple reasons. One, tetelestai means it's a past perfect, meaning it was done and it's completely done. It is finished. And we also looked, there's other places that this word shows up that is used with creditors, and it's written at the bottom of a bill that's owed. Say you bought a pot and you put it on consignment and I think that's the right word. Put it on layaway, I'll say it that way. And when you came back and paid the final amount to get the pot, he would write at the bottom of this bill, tetelestai. It is finished, meaning the bill is finished. Another way to translate tetelestai literally is paid in full. Paid in full. That's what Jesus said when he died. Paid in full. Our debt of sin is paid in full. I am glad that spiritually we don't have a government shutdown, demands, repercussions, and ripples. It's all been resolved in the past because it was not resolvable by us. The debt was unbelievably high. And like that parable, the king had mercy. Instead of negotiating and planning out and then running the debt up and trying to pay or to raise taxes, he just had mercy and paid in full. That's what Jesus did when he died on the cross for you and for me. All our spiritual debt paid in full. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus, that you've had mercy on us. And as we go through financial challenges, whether it be personal or as a government, always help us to remember that you paid our debt. You've had mercy, and you've forgiven our debt. Thank you. And help us now to be a good servant, not like the unfaithful servant who demanded other people to pay him, but let us, help us to have mercy on others the same way you've had mercy on us. Help us to forgive others when they have angered us, even as you have forgiven us. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.